To order, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, remain standing. We'll take the your oath of office first. Please raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state. I will faithfully discharge the duties of Ogiba County Board of Commissioners, January 1, 2009 through December 31st, 2010, in and for the County of Ogiba, State of Michigan, according to the best of my ability. Thank you. Congratulations, gentlemen. Please be seated. Take roll call, Mr. Marine.
Here.
Mr. Garavac.
Here.
Mr. Oliver.
Here.
Mr. Bonovitz.
Here.
Mr. Kangas.
Here.
Mr. Peterson.
Here.
Mr. Pizzetti.
Here.
Mr. Cirilla.
Here.
Mr. Chase.
Here.
Approval of the agenda. I have one addition, which is the update on the part-time position with the coordinating hours with the Sheriff's Department.
I also have one addition. I need a bill paid that did not get paid at the claims meeting because Mr. Marine did not present it to me to get paid. And it has to be paid contract for our AS-400 computer in the amount of $2,685.73.
One more time, my
one. $2,685.73.
I have one addition also. Bid from Coleman Engineering and Hitch Engineering on the site survey of the jail. You've heard the motion and support. Any other discussion?
Wasn't that motion on that Hitch and Coleman supposed to be done at our first regular meeting with the board?
Well, they redid it now. They're not going to do it. More. Dr. Sparrow only a couple times last week.
The matter was referred to judiciary and law.
Yeah,
you're just going to give us an update.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Citizens wishing to address the county board on agenda items? Hearing none. First new business for 2009, gentlemen, is election of a chairperson. The floor is now open for nominations.
Mr. Berg, I nominate Tom Garavac for chairperson.
Support. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I'll move nominations before them. Yeah. Can I have us both be for Tom Garavac?
Support. Motion and support to close the nominations and cast the unanimous vote for Mr. Garavac. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Mr. Chairman.
Thank
you.
You'll
be now assumed lead chair.
Thank you.
Into it.
Okay, next thing on the agenda, we have election of vice chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'll nominate Joe Waterman for vice chair.
I'll support it. Okay, we have a nomination and support on the floor. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I'll nominate Mr. Dan Cirilla.
Okay, we have a nomination for Dan Cirilla. Is there support?
I'll support.
Okay, we have a nomination and support for Dan Cirilla. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? If not, nominations. Close.
have a motion and support for Mr. Bonovitz. Want to do a roll call on this?
Well, you've got two nominations.
Two nominations.
Two motions and support. One for Mr. Bonovitz and one for Mr. Cyril. My suggestion, Mr. Chairman, is to take a roll call vote and they can choose their vice chairman as they wish.
Okay, first, was the first nomination for Mr. Bonovitz. Mr. Paulson, take a roll call vote, please.
Are you going to vote for either one?
Either one, yes.
So both are in for nomination.
Okay, Mr. Joe, or vote for Dan?
Mr. Marine?
Dan.
Mr. Oliver?
No.
It's either Mr. Bonovitz or Mr. Cyril.
Mr. Bonovitz.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Mr. Cyril.
You can't vote for yourself.
Okay. Yeah, you'll vote for
yourself.
Mr. Kangas? Mr. Jacobson?
Mr. Bonovitz?
Mr. Bonovitz?
Mr. Bonovitz?
Mr. Pizzetti?
Dan.
Mr. Peterson?
Dan.
Mr. Garibay?
Mr. Bonovitz.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Mr. Cyril, 1, 2, 3, 4 for Mr. Bonovitz. Congratulations, Mr. Cyril.
Congratulations, Dan. Next, we have adoption of parliamentary procedures.
Chairman, I move that we follow Robert's rule of order that Chairman he last spoke.
Okay. And then normally you have rotating roll calls for the commissioner district.
Yep. I'll support that.
Okay, you heard the motion support. Any discussion? If not, all the others in the public say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Next on the agenda, we have appointment of a parliamentarian.
Chairman, I move that we appoint Prosecutor Mr. Adams as a parliamentarian.
What? Okay, we have a motion and support on the floor to have Mr. Dick Adams as a parliamentarian, who is also our prosecutor. Hear the motion and support. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the designation of meetings, dates, times, and places. Current schedule, location, Ogivet County Courthouse, District Courtroom, Bessemer, Michigan. Dates and times, regular board meeting, second Wednesday at 5. Finance Committee, fourth Wednesday at 4:30. Regular board meeting, fourth Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Chairman, I move that we maintain the current schedule.
Support. Okay, we have motion support on the days and the times as presented. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Next on the agenda, all communications to be placed on the agenda for a meeting of the Ogivet County Board of Commissioners must be received in writing by the Ogivet County Clerk Register no later than 12 noon on the Friday immediately prior to the meeting. The communication must state the subject to be discussed at the meeting. Communications received after the deadline will not be considered until the following board meeting.
Chairman, we adopted this before and we've never stuck with the policy. We've taken stuff after the Friday meeting here so much that I don't know if it's because it comes in that late or don't these people realize that it has to be the Friday before the Friday meeting?
Most of the things that do come in after that Friday deadline are things that have come up, say, on Monday or Tuesday, some of them being of somewhat urgency that would have to be taken care of at that one time.
There's always something that comes up.
Always something that comes up.
Or the ordinary stuff. You should try to cut it down as much as you can.
Yes. Second item is that the board members would wish to look into.
we have communications. First one is from Super Tilly, to get a kind of treasure. Super. Oh, there you are.
Since it's an investment policy, it's been the same. Nothing has changed. It's just saying that I have the authority to deposit the monies that we receive into financial institutions and also to invest the monies as of Public Act 40 in Michigan. Nothing has changed on it.
Mr. Chairman, if you look on page 2, and I don't know if it's a typo or is this just the way the thing reads on paragraph 2, it, this January 2nd, 2007, was the investment policy. And I don't know if that was adopted at that time or is that just a typo.
That should be today's date.
It should be 09. You could change that then to January 6th, 09.
Chairman, with the
change,
I'll move that we adopt our investment policy.
Okay, we have a motion support to adopt the resolution for investments. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Next on the agenda, we have Mr. Dwayne Gray, Airport Manager, requesting the 2009 first quarter appropriation. What's the board's pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we authorize the first quarter appropriation for the airport.
Support. We heard the motion support to authorize first quarter appropriations for the airport. Any discussion? If not,
I just have one. If you recall, back in December, we made a motion to advance a portion of their 2009 appropriation to cover 2008. So, I don't know if Sue.
No, I did not have to. They had enough money.
Okay, good. So they'll get the full appropriation. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other discussion? If not, we'll call.
Mr. Oliver.
Yes.
Mr. Cirilla.
Yes.
Mr. Kangas.
Yes.
Mr. Jacobson.
Yes.
Mr. Bonovitz.
Yes.
Mr. Pizzetti.
Yes.
Mr. Peterson.
Yes.
Mr. Marine.
Yes.
Mr. Caravan.
Yes. Next we have part-time position. Mr. Paulson, you can have that up.
If you recall, at the December 29th board meeting, you approved and authorized myself to authorize to advertise for the position of part-time with the possibility of adding up to 2 hours a day for the Sheriff's Department to help with paperwork and the like. Discussions with the Sheriff as well as Bob Halverson. It'll be an hour and a half daily with the Sheriff's Department. And then 3.5 with mine, so it'll be a 5-hour position. That's what I will interview and offer the candidates.
Okay, motion support to have the public clerk continue with this venture on the part-time position. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Next we have Julianne. You said you had a bill for it. What, $2,685.73?
Yes, correct.
This pertains to?
It's our AS400 maintenance contract from DPW.
I still move the bill to be paid.
Support. We heard the motion support on that bill for $2,685.73 for the AS400. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Next on the agenda, we have Mr. Kangas brought up the bids for the site survey. Leroy, you have some information on this? Newly acquired?
Yeah, I talked to John Spiro a couple of times last week, and he talked to a couple of the board members, and they also decided that we should really do that. The boring soil survey testing. So John checked it out with the architect, and I guess all they readjusted their bid. I think the Collins was a little lower than Ipsos now, so I think we'll bring that up, and they won't do any. They'll have
do a site survey, but they don't want us doing any sort of work.
Did they come up with prices, or is
yeah,
that coming
down prices? So. Okay. Right. So we'll bring it up to
law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Well, yeah.
We're going to have a meeting probably soon. Everybody comes on out.
So the soil boring is taken off full bit.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good job. Thanks, Leroy.
They were cut in the more half on that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Gives you something to think about in the future when we put on bids and people add on kitchen costs that aren't really necessary.
Next on the agenda, we have appointments, road commission applicant interviews. And at this time, what I would like is all the interviewers, or the people that are going to be interviewed, which be Mr. Bennett, Mr. Bobet, Mr. Higgins, Mr. LeGroux, Mr. Lyons, Mr. Unich, and Mr. Buffon, all except for Mr. Bennett, because we're going to do this in alphabetical order. If you could please have a seat down on the bench below the business partner. Thank you very much. Mr. Dennis, take the hot seat. How are you doing, Dan?
Fine. Thank you.
Don, we have some rules here. I'll ask the questions. Only members of the county board are permitted to ask questions of the applicant after the chair's questions. Same questions will be posed to all applicants. Each question will be requested. Not each applicant will be requested. Okay, not to be present. They're already good. No comments or remarks are to be made from the floor during the interview process. And each applicant will be permitted to give an opening statement not to exceed 3 minutes before the question. Don, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah, all right. I have 20 plus years of road and street maintenance and construction, plus 20 some years of purchasing of equipment and working on budgets and streets and loads for the city of Bessemer. We did, at the city, any interviews or anything for jobs. We started at the lead man position and worked up to the city council.
Thank you, Don. Very good. Sounds good. Okay, here we go with questions.
Yep.
What employment experience do you have that would be beneficial to the setting of policy for the road commission?
Okay. I have 28 years of service with the city, 20 plus years as lead man for this city, working on roads, streets, doing maintenance and construction of roads and streets, working for purchasing of equipment, and doing budgets for streets and roads. Also, running heavy equipment and stuff for the city. Graders, bulldozers, front end loaders, backhoes, excavators, street sweepers.
Okay, what experience do you have in setting policy for the unionized workforce?
Well, at the city, my position was a union position, but I was kind of on the fence between lead man and doing the supervision of the employees that were working in the street department.
Okay. Do you have friends and or family that are employed with the road commission?
No.
Do you believe that a road commissioner should
regularly be present in garage facilities or road projects of the road commission?
What do you mean regularly? I don't think they should micromanage.
Okay, that would be your answer?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they should go there to see if things are going on and how things are done, but I don't think they should micromanage.
Very good. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The road commissioner is part of an administrative board which is limited to the formation of policy.
I agree.
Explain the answer.
Pardon me?
Explain.
Well, the commission has to follow the procedures and the rules and regulations that are governed by the state to the operation of the department.
Okay, very good. What do you believe are the duties of the road commissioner?
To see that the not the everyday occurrence of the work is being done, but the overall operation of the road commission is carried out by the people in charge of it.
Okay. Do you favor the mileage request for county road operations or millage? Do you favor the millage request for county road operations?
No.
Okay. Do you favor an increase in the motor vehicle and fuel tax to support county road operations?
I think that's the only way that they receive their money now, and I don't want to see taxes go up, but I think some kind of increase has to be done so they can keep operating.
What is your experience in lobbying state of Michigan officials for revenue?
Well, I was a county commissioner for 10 years, and we worked closely with legislatures for a county government, so I think it would fall in line with that.
Okay. Would you personally participate in a face-to-face lobbying in Lansing?
Yes.
Okay. Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
They don't have any funds now to do the road. But somehow you'd have to do some lobbying with these people, yes.
Okay. What is your plan for the county local road system?
I think expand on what they're doing. The snow plowing seems to be doing fine. Some of the roads need some extensive work. How are we going to get some money to do it? I don't know as of yet, but I'd be looking into it to see that we get some funds to do some major repairs, roads and bridges.
Very good. The Road Commission is part of the Mogibbet County government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the Road Commission and the county of Mogibbet?
I think there could be more communications between the two and more purchasing on a county-wide basis for stuff, computers, equipment, office equipment, and stuff like that.
Do you believe it is beneficial to have a 5, 10, or 10-year plan dealing with road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
Definitely.
As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have outside a meeting of your road commission?
None.
Do you have any questions of us, the county board?
No. None.
Any board members have any questions of Mr. Benz? Nice. Don, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Don.
John, would you send up Mr. Bobet?
Job I'm told to do, that's basically my job. I try not to overstep my
sick leave are the duties of a road commissioner?
Basically what you just said, setting policy, it appears that this road commission does some negotiations, overseeing the operation of the employees and the employers of the road commission.
Okay. Do you favor a millage request for county road operations?
I don't know. It's not something I thought of, and I wouldn't be prepared at this instant to make a statement either way.
Do you favor an increase in the motor vehicle fuel tax to support county road operations?
I don't know if I favored, but that may be necessary.
Okay. What is your experience in lobbying state of Michigan officials for revenue?
For 5 years from 2001 to 2006, I did it for school district. Not necessarily very successfully at times. And for 12 years as mayor and township supervisor, we tried to keep our state revenue fund. So I've done a lot of it.
Okay. Would you personally participate in face-to-face lobbying in Michigan or in Lansing?
If I have to, certainly.
Okay. Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
It would depend on who authorized the funds to be paid. I don't think I'd want to vote myself down there, but if the county board would authorize it, I can't.
Okay. What is your plan for the county local roads system?
I don't basically have a plan. I would like to see that the road system is maintained as well as possible under the conditions of finances. Of course, I have a few pet peeves, and everybody has their own special interest, I guess. One of mine is the road to Black River Harbor. As I drag my $30,000 boat up there to wreck it on the road every time, I'd like something done as that. But basically what we do is try to maintain the road the best possible with the funds we have.
The road commission is part of the county of Gilgibbon government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the road commission and the county of Gilgibbon?
I would say there should be some timely meetings, two or three times a year, so that one hand is washing the other, whatever possible. Other than that, I'm not sure.
Do you believe it is beneficial to have a 5 and/or 10 year plan dealing with the road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
Definitely. If you don't have a plan, then you don't know what you're doing. You may not necessarily even plan. You have to have some guidelines to begin with.
As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have outside a meeting of the road commission?
Now, I own a telephone. I know some people. And I think everybody does some lobbying in one manner or another. I don't think I'd go on the radio and protest or anything like that. But there are some things that I'm certainly doing. I'm certain that every other road commissioner would help.
Do you have any questions for us?
The only question that I would have is, what would you expect of me as a commissioner?
Time would be, if you do get elected to it, do the best job that you can.
Thank you.
We don't oversee a whole lot of it, so it would be hard for us to be kind of picky guys. And then
you're on your own.
I'm not good.
Go back and whatever.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6 years, and you'll find it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Dave, would you have Mr. Dave Kagan, please?
Thank you.
Mr. Hagan. opportunity to have an open statement, not just 2 minutes, sir, before we get into our questions.
Why don't you go ahead with the question?
Pardon me?
Go ahead with the question.
Okay. What employment experience do you have that would be beneficial to the setting of policy for the road commission?
I was fire chief for Marinesco for 7.5 years. I dealt with running the fire department, and I was trustee for the Marinesco Township for the last term. So I have some experience with how things run with government and what I need to do.
What experience do you have in setting policy for the unionized workforce?
I dealt with that in the with the township employees. We've had some issues. I believe I was in on 3 meetings with that, trying to get policy straightened out. And it's still not quite done, but... Yeah, I'm not on the board anymore. So we know the problem there now. We tried.
Do you have friends and or family that are employed with the road commission?
No.
Do you believe that a road commissioner should regularly be present in garage facilities or road projects of the road commission?
Should be, yeah, to see how things are running. Gotta keep an eye on it.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? A road commissioner is a part of an administrative board which is limited to the formation of policy.
Limited formation of policy and should be able to give suggestions that would improve the overall infrastructure, the road system in the area. And I work with other people that know more than them and try to come to a good solution, what is the best solution to a problem.
What do you believe are the duties of a road commissioner?
Better the community.
Do you favor a millage request for county road operations?
Yes.
Do you favor an increase in the motor vehicle fuel tax to support county road operations?
With cutbacks that are coming back from the state, we're going to have to do something. Especially seeing as they cut off our road plowing for the winter on this end, so we were in the blue zone. Looks like we don't count on this end.
What is your experience in lobbying state of Michigan officials for revenue?
Not really lobbying, though. I dealt with grant applications and stuff.
Would you personally participate in face-to-face lobbying in Lansing?
I would if I thought it was something I could help with, yeah.
Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
Yes.
What is your plan for the county local road system?
Well, and I'm actually with things that actually improved quite a bit with M64. I like that. And I think that maintaining what we have on our end of being Marinesco in would be my main focus. Right now it's looking pretty good, but our snow plowing issues are a little bit of a problem with some of the people in the area. I'd like to see that dealt with. And and there's a few issues with maintenance of winter roads for other people in the area that are, should be dealt with because they are residents that aren't being taken care of, I think.
The road commissioner is a part of Ogeeba County government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the road commission and the county of Ogeeba?
I'd have to find out. I don't really know what the problems are.
Okay. Do you believe it is beneficial to have a 5 and/or 10 year plan dealing with road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You got to have a goal.
As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have out, outside meeting of the road commission?
Supervise how the road crews are operating and make recommendations.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us on the board?
Not really.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I was wondering about your answer on number 9. What is your plan for the colony, for the local road system? You really stressed your end of the area. Are you simply stating that you would be more interested in what's going on in the Marinesco area or the colony?
I'm saying that I'd like to have more input. But I would be, you know, I'd be able to balance that with what the overall need is. I want to make sure that our end is represented. And I think that's part of what the board should be, is to represent your area and to deal with the whole county as a whole.
How long did you live in Marinesco?
I was there in 1981.
Oh, okay. So you've had quite a few years.
Anybody else? If not, Mr. Hagen, could you send up Mr. Marvin LeGroux for us, please?
Funding of lobbyists or anything like that.
Would you personally participate in face-to-face lobbying in Lansing?
Yes.
Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
No.
What is your plan for the county local road system?
Well, you know, there's certainly been a lot of funding cuts, so we have to, you know, find ways to be able to do as much or more with less. So, you know, I mean, there's, and it's going to be, the next few years are going to be definitely going to be very tough.
The road commission is part of the county of Gilgitty government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the road commission and the county of Gilgitty?
Well, you know, information sharing is important. You know, I thought that's one thing that could be improved upon. I know that the county board at times does appoint, you know, a board member to be present at the meetings, which is something that the road commission has discussed. So, yeah, but I, on the whole, you know, I think that more information would definitely be beneficial.
Do you believe if it is beneficial to have a 5 and or 10-year plan dealing with the road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
Yes.
Marvin, do you have any questions of us, the county board?
No.
Any board members?
Did I miss a question?
Did I miss a question?
No.
Well, I got to go back. Hold on. As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have outside a meeting of the road commission?
None.
No. Do you have any questions of us? You
no.
said no. Any board members have any questions of us?
Just one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Ruiz, if a full-time position was to occur, opening at the road commission, and it seems to be the policy nowadays we're going to part-time people to save on benefits, what would be your preference? Fill a full-time position or break it down to part-time position?
Well, it depends upon the position. There are some positions where part-time would not work.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Mr. LeGrand, on question number 8, you indicated that you would be willing to participate in face-to-face lobbying down in Lansing. And on the second part, you indicated that you're not in favor of the county spending money or the road commission. Are you saying that you would spend your own money then to go down Lansing?
Well, there are times where the road commission does go down. You know, so I mean, there are times where, you know, there are meetings down there that are paid by the road commission, you know. But no, I have been down to Lansing with on my own dime.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, thank you, Mr. LeGrand. And would you do me a favor and send up Mr. Arthur Lyons?
Sure will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner, just because I live in the township, I would take care of the county as a whole and look at it as a whole, not just as a township, just because I live there. Number one. And I have a resume, I don't know if your people have it. And there's some things on here that's not up to date because I kind of retired a few years ago. And I do other things.
Everything from Superman.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, if you want any character references of anybody or work recommendations, I think there's somebody in the audience back here, Mr. Eisenman. I worked partners with him. I worked for him. And he worked for me. And when I got sick and had a transplant, he took my place. I know he's a very honest guy and he can vouch for me.
Very good. and I'll ask some questions of you.
Okay.
What employment experience do you have that would be beneficial to the setting of policy for the Road Commission?
Setting up the policies for the Road Commission? Well, I was worked at Copper Range for 30 years. I took care of ordering equipment, maintaining equipment, and I was in many different facets of all the way from mechanics, construction and stuff on the belt lines, to maintenance on the belt lines, to a foreman in a shop, to running a bigger shop, going to surface shop, running up there, taking charge of building equipment, ordering all the parts. I had a 35-man crew up there. And then in later years, I went to General Works, and I had a crew up there. I took care of 378 pieces of equipment from weed whackers to locomotives. So I think I can set the policy and look at things in the county, take care of the roads.
What experience do you have in setting policy for a unionized workforce?
Well, unionized workforce, I've been on both sides of the line. I've been a union employee, and I've also been in the salary where I was out of the union. And I always maintain, treat everybody the way you want to be treated, and you'll get along very fine. And I have nothing against unions. They all have a lot of power, you know that. And I've always gotten along good all the years I was at Foreman and White Pine. Never had a grievance filed against me. I always talk to the guys, you got any problems, we'll discuss it one-on-one in private.
Okay. Do you have friends and or family that are employed with the Road Commission?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you believe that a road commissioner should regularly be present in garage facilities or road projects of the Road Commission?
In some cases, yes. Otherwise, I don't feel that they should be out there micromanaging the system.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? A road commissioner is part of an administrative board which is limited to the formation of policy.
I kind of disagree with that. I think we should be more into the financial part of it, checking on the budgets and stuff, and seeing where all the money is going. I know I've looked at the proposed budget you have for 2009, and some of the things I don't understand on there because I don't understand some of the abbreviations and stuff, but it looks to me like we're kind of holding our own or going down, and something has to be done.
Okay. What do you believe are the duties of a road commissioner?
To oversee the financial, to oversee of we ain't wasting money, doing things that on projects that are not, that substantially should be done at one time. And using the money to the best of our ability, the way I see it now, there's lots of roads that we keep putting a little stretch in, and by the time we get done doing the whole road, we're going to have to start back on the other end. You know, we ain't never going to catch up. And in this day and age, I mean, my policy 2 years, all the work I ever done, let's do it right the first time. We don't have time to come back and do it over. Costs more money to do it over.
Do you favor a millage request for county road operations?
I would favor a millage request for road operations, but I first would like to look and see where we could also cut things or maybe save some money or find something to do with what we have, work with what we have first and see if we can. You know, I'm going to be a greenhorn. I don't say we put the millage on right away. I say let's give us a 6 months or so and take a look and see what we got. But I'm not. I would say if worst comes to worst, we're going to put a millage on because we ain't never going to catch up. People, I don't like taxes no more than the next guy, but you know, if we're going to be down the road, it's going to get worse and worse if we don't take care of what we got now.
You favor an increase in the motor vehicle fuel taxes for county road systems?
Well, I think we should catch up to Wisconsin there. And some other states have higher fuel taxes than us. I know we have some pretty high commercial license plates in the state of Michigan. They're taxed quite a bit, you know. Probably still ain't enough for us, but it hurts us more in the UP than it does the people down below.
What is your experience in lobbying state of Michigan officials for letters?
I have no experience in that.
Would you personally participate in a face-to-face lobbying in Michigan? Or in Lansing?
Sure.
Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
Would I take funds out of the county to go down and lobby? Minimum amount, just to cover your expenses.
Okay. What is your plan for the county local road system?
Well, I would like to get my feet wet first in there and see what's going on. I don't know everything that's going on. And try and get some of the roads repaired. And as far as equipment goes, and when I look at county trucks, I see we have quite a few different makes and models and stuff. And in the future, I think maybe we should get into at least one brand of truck or maybe two. With my history and my past experience is the more different kinds of pieces of equipment you got, the more expensive it is to run that equipment because you got to stock a lot more parts. Or you can stock one or two different brands of trucks and stuff, you can stock parts for them very feasibly.
The road commission is part of county of Bulgaria government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the road commission and the county of Bulgaria?
Well, I know the road commission has to work with the county board. They've probably really got the last say in all the funds and everything, so, no. Well,
yeah. Like Dan said, when you leave here, you'll never see us again.
Well, use the funds we got to the best of our ability and get the most bang for our buck. That's what I want to see. I know some things we might have to step on some people's feet and maybe lay off or go into part-timers or stuff, but what's got to be done has got to be done.
Do you believe if it is beneficial to have a 5 and/or 10-year plan dealing with the road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
Yes, I do, because you got more people in there, you got more ideas. The more ideas you got, the better you can work. Everybody's ideas ain't good. I don't have all good ideas. Maybe the next guy does. The more you got, the better off you are.
As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have outside the meeting of the road commission?
Outside the meeting of a road commission? Probably none.
Okay. Mr. Lyons, do you have any questions of us for county board?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, does anybody have any questions of Mr. Lyons?
I just have one comment. I think you had a good point about, you know, several different brands of the vehicles, but I think the problem to get into is the bidding. You need to have a vehicle, you probably have to put out bids. See, that's
right.
They don't already take the roads. But it certainly makes a lot of sense by not having an excess, you know, the parts for all kinds of different vehicles.
Yeah, well, I was into parts and stuff ordering
right,
at White Pine, and I know it's a big headache.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons. And if you would do me a favor, would you please send up Mr. Bob Ornish for us?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. moment.
Mr. Arnett, how are you doing?
Fine.
Bob, you got the opportunity to make an opening statement. I said 2 minutes if you'd like to do so, sir.
Well, I've been on a road commission for a year and a half. A few people appointed me. My term is up January 1st. I opt to try again. I like what I'm doing. I feel I have the time to do it. I thought I had enough experience, and I thought, I like to use the word I. We have been a pretty good board. People are on it with me right now, and that's not to say somebody else wouldn't be good. Do you think we're operating? What conditions to where they are, economics, gas tax, the way it is. We've had a few good projects this year. We did 3 bridges, one in Squick, one south of Wakefield, one over in Georgia's country there, Cisco Lake. We did some paving, and we've been working well. What's really saved us is working with the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs and Water Street, and they pretty much tell us what to do. But we get our roads done in Water Street, and it's really a savings for us. This year we've brought out Rifle Range, North Moon, and the Fish Hatchery Road. And we're looking forward now to work with the BIA again. Should I be on there, of course. But looks like the bid will be something like an entranceway to the casino. They want to get out of that pulling into the casino. They want to make a roadway, drive in and drive half a mile in. So, BIA is a big project for us in Water Street. Pretty much, we cleaned up our projects we had last year. Now, with wintertime snow falling, we're trying to gear up for summer again. And we downsized a little bit, buying new trucks. We got a good mower in Eau Claire, $90,000 roadside mower. We got for $35,000 John Deere. We bought a good used truck for Lake Road, took a grader off it. Faster plowing for us. Sometimes you can buy better used than new ones. You don't have the funds, that's what you gotta do. I would like to be appointed again, but yeah, it's up to you people. I'll try to answer the questions as best I can.
We got them for you. Bob, what employment experience do you have that would be beneficial to the setting of policy for the road commission?
Probably my experience as township supervisor for 12 years and plus working there for a year and a half with Bruce and different functions of the road commission.
What experience do you have in setting policy for a unionized workforce?
I'll be honest with you. I'm definitely not against unions. I think unions are great. I think everybody else feels the same way. Is if they're regulated right, then right now we are in union negotiations, I'll be honest with you, trying to take care of the union, and our guys deserve a raise, and just a matter of what and how much we can afford. But and I think we should give our guys a raise. I'm not against unions, believe me.
Okay. Do you have friends and or family that are employed with the road commission?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Do you believe that a road commissioner should regularly be present in garage facilities or road projects of the road commission?
Yes and no. Sometimes I've been down, I think in Marinesco when they had a project, I've been down to Waters Meet, looked at a project. We had a problem with a garage there, contaminated soil. I was there with Coleman Engineering. Yes and no. I've been wrong with both. Flexible to go both places.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The road commissioner is part of an administrative board which is limited to the formation of policy.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Explain.
I think we have to have a policy, which we have now. As a road commissioner, we stick together with our office manager, which is Bruce Edelbein right now. There's got to be some glue to the way we function. Everybody, I don't mean to be funny about it, but everybody can't be the quarterback and call a play in the huddle. We have to have one leader, and we have to believe in this guy.
Okay. What do you believe are the duties of a road commissioner?
I believe duties as road commissioner, and my personal is taking care of our residents of Cohiba County, doing the best we can, servicing them with our plowing, with our road work, whether it be paving, working with township supervisors, working with you people as a board.
Okay. Do you favor a millage request for county road operations?
At the present, not right now. We're functioning okay, but gas taxes is like the air, and actually gas is coming down. They're talking to our road commissions or other road commissions, and our leader, John Nima, he's talking about maybe the state raising the millage, maybe the state raising the gas tax. But that's the catch. If they raise the gas tax, the oil company is only going to raise the price of fuel. And it's not, if we're at, we've been at 19 cents a gallon since 97. If they go up to 20 cents a gallon, what's SIPCO going to do? They're going to raise the price of gas. So it's really a catch here. But getting back to your question, need be it. We talked about this with meeting with the townships. Some townships that don't have the money might have to do that. For example, maybe Irwin. There's not a lot of people out there.
Careful,
No, but I mean, some townships are pretty stable, like Lakeville Township is pretty decent shape yet. Not too much of a problem.
Okay. Do you favor an increase in the motor vehicle fuel tax to support county road operations?
Well, we were just talking about that, but I think we got a, not really a don't favor it, as in our perspective right now. We only operate, I think you people know, on fuel tax, right? And registration for vehicles, that's what we operate on. Everybody tells us that snowmobiles, boats, watercraft, all that money goes to the DNR. A lot of people don't know that. 2% of all our tax money goes to the DNR. When we talk about tearing up, and we had a meeting tearing up the shoulders of the roads by four-wheelers, really, we don't get that money. That money goes to the DNR. Every gallon of gas sold, whether it be a boat, snowmobile, or whatever, goes to the DNR.
What is your experience in lobbying state of Michigan officials for revenue?
Pretty much, Mr. Chairman, when I go to our superior council in meetings of Verda, that's with all the UP road commissioners, we have a group there that does that. We participate as Cohiba County, Onondaga County, and we have delegates there. More people that have been around longer than I have been. But
okay. Would you personally participate in a face-to-face lobbying in Lansing?
I guess if I had to, yes, sir, I would.
Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
I wouldn't take our money. I wouldn't lobby our money, no. No.
What is your plan for the county local road system?
Right now, probably try to self-sustain like we are, if I have another minute. We go to our meetings with the other road commissioners in UP. A lot of road commissions are laying off. They lay off in the summer. The biggest Menominee is lay off. Marquette's down to 56 guys from 120. So we think we're keeping our guys working. If we can keep our men working, just getting back to the BIA, if we can keep those projects going, we keep our men working. It's important to keep our men working in the summer because we need them in the winter. And if we have to pay them unemployment, what do we have now? Nothing. And with them, we're not getting orders done. We've got trucks sitting in the garage. So, getting back to your question, that's what we're up to right now, is trying to maintain and see how this shakes out with the fuel taxes.
Okay. The road commission is part of the Cohiba County government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the road commission and the county of Cohiba?
Well, we spoke about that just not too long ago, meeting with all the supervisors in Cohiba County, and maybe getting them a road plan, getting them a plan where we can look in the future. I see Mr. Reisman here, what he would do, what Watersmeet would do, what Wakeville Township would do.
try to get them on a schedule so we have a plan as far as what they're going to do as far as paving and the price of oil and all. When we first started, it was $50,000 to do 1 mile of road. Now it's $100,000. It's $100,000 to do a mile of road. That's 50-50 sharing. Wakefield Township tosses in 50. We do 50, and then we do the work.
Do you believe if it is beneficial to have a 5 and/or 10-year plan dealing with the road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
Yes, I do believe that. We have a problem right now with the building, with our buildings, and our road commission buildings. Unfortunately, I can't blame the previous road commissions, but they really left us probably like many of you. Your dad left you an old shotgun, right? And that's pretty much what we have. And, well, now we've got to upgrade somehow. A building probably will be, we're looking at that now, trying to do something.
Okay. As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have outside a meeting of the road commission?
Zero.
Bob, do you have any questions of us at the county board?
No, but any county board, you know, would like to ask me a question, I'll field them if I'm able to.
Anybody have any questions of this sort? If not, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
If you would please send up Mr. Eugene the phone.
Sure.
Thank you.
I throw so many strikes they don't take on.
Oh.
You got a shoe on already?
Yeah, hold you up. You got to hold on for 4.
Don't feel a dummy in 4 anymore. Why are
you going for it? I'll answer you back, Jerry.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
Fine, thank you.
Gene, you have the opportunity to begin with an opening statement, not to exceed 3 minutes. Would you like to do so, sir?
In regard to the position I'm trying to seek, or in regard to the monetary amount that the road commission would like to have, anything pertaining?
Anything you would like to talk about?
Well, to begin with, I've been there going on 12 years. And the latter portion of it, such as it is right now, we're like you people, we're short of money. The money we derive or the money we use to buy equipment, maintain the roads, comes out of the gas tank. And all these people that you see driving to Wisconsin, that doesn't help our roads. There is money that's available through the state and other funding availability, but you always must remember that when we get money from somebody else, they tolerate or they basically tell you what to do. For an example, if you people ever notice when our mowers are working on M28 or US2, they make one pass. The state pays for that. They'll pay for one pass, and they told us that it was going to interfere with the pheasants that were there, so they couldn't make two passes. The second pass can be made, but the road commission has to pay for it, and we don't have the money. It's just like we're running into a kind of a dispute right now. If you notice on the 5 lanes, our large units aren't using their wings right now. And the reason for that is downstate, they don't allow a wing to be used. We can use it on our local and primary roads. But on 5, where it would help a lot, save a lot of money, you wouldn't use the labor, and you wouldn't have all the expenses on the equipment. So those are some of the things that are taking place and digging into the budget, like you have a budget and we have one. And, you know, you can't just, well, for example, people say, well, why don't you put a millage on? Well, Ontonagon is only one unit that has mills. The public voted in 5 mills. But that's to take care of driveways, and if there's any that they don't use, then it's used for road maintenance. It's just like our organization does plow driveways. At one time, I think we had about 325. Right now, we're down to 125. And the bottom line is the public will state, well, it costs too much, So we just explain to them if it costs too much, then you, because you don't want to conflict with the contractors, because that doesn't work when you're trying to oppose the people that are working in the area. So that's some of the problems. A lot of people are under the impression that you just say, well, we're going to put a road in, or we're going to plow. No, you don't. We send representatives in here to make sure that there's no trees, no obstruction, no damage to the truck. And any time a driveway is plowed, is not plowed until the main roads are plowed. And the five lane is the most important. Then go to Marnesco, to Watersmeet, and then M28. Because what you do, you take into consideration when you go to Marnesco, you all the personnel going to Marnesco prison site. That you have open. And also, you've got to take into consideration the school system. That's important. The roads have to be taken care of for the school system. Also, then we're confronted with, well, what happens if somebody needs an ambulance? They're all, say, Iron Lake Township, and they need help. All you do is notify our staff, and we'll have a truck out there so the ambulance can get out to that position to more or less save time and get the individual to the hospital. Those are just our fire department. Those are all, I'm sorry, Tom.
I've got some questions here which you could probably answer because it's going to cover some of that.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever you need to know.
But I've got a series of questions that deals with the road commission.
Okay.
I'm going to be asked of you. First one is, what employment experience do you have that would be beneficial to setting a policy for the road commission?
Well, let's put it this way. Most of you people know me. I've owned a business for over 50 years. Also, I've been on the Wakefield Township Board for 25 years. I've been on the Solid Waste Authority, which you people know, for almost 25 years. And I work with some of you gentlemen on Section 32, and I've been there for a long time. So thereby, you're working with people, you're working with a monetary amount, and you know when you need money, you have to cut back or you have to do something to bring it back into your organization.
Okay. What experience do you have in setting policy for a unionized workforce?
Well, basically, when you ask about unionized workforce, you have to work with your personnel. You try and find out what they would desire and also what we can accommodate them so you get a good working relationship.
Okay. Do you have friends and or family that are employed with the road commission?
None whatsoever.
Do you believe that a road commissioner should regularly be present in garage facilities or road projects of the road commission?
I believe that whenever it's possible for them to be there, they should be there to see what's going on. Because being a road commissioner, you have a lot of meetings you attend at Lansing, Gaylord, Traverse City, and you gain a lot of knowledge by going there. And then also you gain a lot of knowledge by going to your own garages to see what's taking place and if there's any problems, that someone will address you as such so you can answer and work together. In other words, so there's not a large amount of confliction. Because basically, Tom, our force right now is 28 people. And that's with three seasonal, and that's with our service staff in the office, the secretaries, our manager, and our foreman. And at one time, we probably had almost 50 people. And we still have to do the same work. You don't get it done as rapidly, but you have to do the same work.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? A road commissioner is part of an administrative board which is limited to the formation of policy.
Basically, I could come up with a point such as, if I heard both sides of it, then I'll form my opinion. And if it's for the betterment of the road commission, where I can better myself to the county board, then I would leave that way.
What do you believe are the duties of a road commission?
I guess technically I'll tell you your obligations are the form. Because every time something is wrong, you get a call. Someone knows that number. Now Mr. Peterson knows on the south end of Lake Ogivik a number of years back when the culvert went out, not a culvert, but the bridge went out. And we had to talk to the gentleman that has a lot to do with corn. And we had to get permission. At that time, I was chair. And we had to get permission from this gentleman to go through his property. And I was told, you don't need to talk to him. Go to my, you want to irritate somebody, forcibly do that. And so at the time, then I was also told that why don't you just throw a couple of hollow logs in there and cover it with gravel. well, the road specs say this is what you're going to do. It took us a while, but if you generally drive over that bridge on the south end of the lake, pretty beautiful right now. But there are some of the situations that arise, and when you're getting money from the state, they don't just give it to you and say, do whatever you want. You receive it, and they kind of tell you what you do. You have to meet the specs that they require on it.
Do you favor a millage request for county road operations?
Tom, what I would like to see, this is my opinion, we really worked hard to get the gas tax up. Millage, I don't know why it is, but every time I see it on a ballot, the public doesn't even look below it. They see millage and vote no. And the thing that really amazes me, this is when I was on the township board. We were running at 10 mills, but the board was only using 3. The state come in and says, you can't have that in your procedure. So they said, we will write it up as such. It will be put on the ballot, and you will then be decreased to 3. Did you know the public voted against it? Because all it, and we were deleting it from 10 to 3.
Do you favor an increase in the motor vehicle fuel tax to support on-road operations?
I see a few people read the paper, I think it was 3 days ago, that they're coming up with, they're working on it. I don't know if it's going to be accepted. But any additional funding we get from the state on the gas tax will benefit not only our organization, the entire road commission area throughout the state. Because right now, I don't know if you gentlemen realize it, but our road commission is short of money. As you know, you handle the budget. But the people out of our area are shorter with funding than we are, and they actually in the summertime sometimes close down 2 weeks out of a month. So thereby, when they close down, the services are deleted. I'm sorry, Tom, I'm talking too much.
What is your experience in lobbying state Michigan officials together?
Did you say lobbying?
Yes. What is your experience in lobbying state of Michigan officials?
I guess I've never gotten involved with lobbying, Tom.
Okay. Would you personally participate in face-to-face lobbying on Lansing?
If it was to the benefit of Gogebic County and our road commission and I could prove a point, yes.
Okay. Would you support the expenditure of county road funds on lobbying efforts with the state of Michigan on behalf of the county road system?
I tell you, there's a problem. I mean, we are so short of money, and we need it to repair the roads, to plow the roads, to sand the roads, to salt the roads. I try and get another source of income for that lobby. If we had extra money, Tom, I'd say, fine, give it away. But we don't have it.
Okay. What is your plan for the county local roads?
What I'd like to do is if we could come up with a nicer budget, I'd like to get more equipment, and then we're in the process right now of a contract with our employees so we could benefit them for the benefits they would derive. It has to work together because basically you need the money for the equipment, you need the money for repair, and as you gentlemen and ladies know, everything you touch now costs a lot of money. Years ago you could pay $15, $20, forget it.
Road Commission is part of the county of Gogebic government. What steps, if any, do you believe should be taken to improve intergovernmental cooperation between the Road Commission and the county of Gogebic?
Well, I'll tell you, we've always tried to work with the board because basically they derive where our money comes from and how it's spent. So if we work with each other, if we have a problem, we can discuss it rather than sit there and argue and say we can't do this or we can't do that. You don't know if you can do it unless you try it, and so it works out presentable.
Do you believe it is beneficial to have a 5- and/or 10-year plan dealing with road commission buildings, equipment, and road projects?
I would say yes, because basically then you know ahead of time if you've got additional money. I can revert back to, say, 5 to 7 years ago. It was nothing for the road commission to buy 2 or 3 graders. We just purchased a truck, and it went to Marinesco. And that truck took almost 2 years before we come up with the funding to buy it. So if you could come up with that additional funding in 5 years or whatever, is work it together. Because if you gentlemen know, you look at our garage, it's not the most elaborate facility in the world. If you had the money, then you're trying to promote it to better the entire organization.
As an individual road commissioner, what powers do you believe you would have outside the meeting of the road commission?
Well, basically, when you use the word power, you should use the word ability to discuss things with people. And if you have a problem, you talk to them. No, don't be dictatorial about it. Get both sides and then work from there.
Okay. Dingle, do you have any questions of us?
No, if you gentlemen wish to ask anything that I've overlooked, you are, and I'll try and help you.
Anybody have any questions?
Does the road commission have any type of 5 or 10 year plan right now?
Right now we're working on it. Yes, we're working on it. It's not completely, how would you say, put in black and white, but the thing is we're trying to foresee what can take place. Because I'm not sure on the figures, but in the last 5 or 6 individuals that retired from our position, we had not had the money to replace them. So all our staff is doing more work.
So in the past you've never had
It's always been, how would I say, worded or worked on, but now we're trying to put it in writing so you have rules and regulations to abide by.
Leroy, I got one question. Has the state cut your funding, like your overtime on the state
roads? Oh, without a doubt. In fact, Leroy, not only have they cut the funding, they also now dictate how much salt and sand we can put down because the cost is so exceptionally high. I mean, there's a lot of times you people look at a road and say, geez, why aren't they out salting and sanding? Well, Scotty is our road foreman, and Scotty travels a lot, and there's Les and also Jim. But the bottom line is, as soon as there's snow and you have traffic on it, pretty soon it's glassy and it needs salt or sand. And if the temperature isn't right, you put, see, there's different grades of sand. Wisconsin purchases one that once you put it down, it embeds itself in the road. Ours, if you put it down and there's any wind, she's gone. And it's basically from 12, 14, 18 degrees sometimes it starts growing. But it really works good if you can get up to 27, 28. Because thereby, when you got the slicks, then you put the underglaze out and then they clean it for you. Is that answer for you? But no, they have cut back. It's just like when they allow us money, then pretty soon we say, geez, we can use that for whatever we want. No. Sometimes.
Gene, I travel US 2 and 28 quite a bit, but it seems like once you get to the Bolivia County line, it's terrible. I mean, I can drive downtown County and the roads are pretty decent.
You know, to be truthful, that's a real heated dispute because people say, well, how come your roads are not clear, not plowed, not salted, not sanded? So what comes up, so now Scotty watches it real close, and we have other people checking to see how is Aunt Noggin's roads compared to us. You know, not making the statement that Aunt Noggin does a lot. Aunt Noggin does have more benefits than we do because they are working 2 shifts. And also, they got 5 mills, remember, and if they don't use it for plowing driveways, then they put it towards the additional work. But I agree with you, sometimes, whether it's 28 or 2, it looks terrible.
Well,
but the guys are out there and they're doing everything within their power to get it clear.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Not? Thank you very much,
okay,
sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You want me to leave or can I stay here now? I'm the last one.
You can do whatever you want to show you can.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have the opportunity to pick our appointments for the road commission. What's the board's pleasure?
I think we should pick them off.
Do you want to expand the
role?
I move that all applicants be put in the nominees.
Okay. We have a motion and support to put all the applicants into nomination. With the motion support for discussion. If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So you guys got a chance at this.
What is the correct way of going about this? We aren't going down individually and ask for
what we've done in the past is, at times, there's been a motion on the floor to nominate three people, but that's been taken care of. You have three people that you will be appointing tonight. My suggestion is, just a suggestion, if you're all going to say three people, we're going to be here for quite some time. I mean, everyone picks three people. I'm suggesting that maybe you each pick your top candidate first and see if you get a majority vote for one person. If you're not, we just continue repetition. And at times, if someone has not received a vote, you have eliminated that person from the second ballot. That's what you've done in the past.
What? Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Joe.
We had that number three question about friends or relatives on there, and there was only one person that said, yeah, deserve anything legally, that any legal requirements as far as that? It doesn't matter.
No.
You have the right to sit on that one.
Just a point of reference, Mr. Chairman, since you adopted Robert's rule, we will be rotating by district. And we've had two roll call votes already, so we'll be starting with the third district.
Mr. Sewell, you have the authority.
So do I just pick one? Excuse me. Are you doing this? Just pick one for starting. I lost my voice. So we're starting with one, right? Is that what we're doing? I take our line.
Mr. Kangas?
Mr. Rose.
Mr. Jacobson?
Mr. Bovette.
Mr. Bonowitz?
Mr. Bennett?
Mr. Pizzetti?
Eugene Bethone?
Mr. Peterson?
Mr. Bovet?
Mr. Marine?
Mr. Bovet?
Mr. Oliver?
Mr. Lyons?
And Mr. Garibay.
Mr. Bennett.
We have two for Mr. Bennett, three for Mr. Bovette, one for Mr. LeGrew, two for Mr. Lyons, and one for Mr. Batone. No candidate received a majority of five, so we will...
Didn't we eliminate those that didn't get any?
A motion was made to eliminate... That was what you did in the past, Mr. Bonowitz.
So what you're saying, Mr. Bonowitz, is when we did the last plan is that the individuals that received no votes, that they're done?
I don't know. That's what I was asking, how we did it last time.
I don't remember how we did it.
We never had three seats appointed at the same time. It's always just one. So that's how we did it.
Right.
But I guess I thought it would be for the one seat they're receiving. I thought we would then we have to open up nominations for the second seat and then open up nominations in case.
There's three or multiple votes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
otherwise, right. You're only
you got three.
Yeah.
You will. You're going to go until you get a majority then and then eliminate if necessary? So, let me start second vote. Okay, second vote. Mr. Kangas. Mr. Jacobson.
Mr. Corvette.
Mr. Bonovitz.
Mr. Bennett.
Mr. Pizzetti.
Mr. Raton.
Mr. Peterson.
Mr. Bouvet.
Mr. Marine.
Mr. Bouvet.
Mr. Oliver.
Mr. Lyons.
Mr. Cirilla.
Mr. Lyons.
Mr. Garibay.
Mr. Bennett.
Mr. Bennett received two, Mr. Bouvet received three, Mr. McGrew one, Mr. Lyons two, and Mr. Batone one.
To make a motion that we appoint Mr. Bouvet, Mr. Lyons, and Mr. Bennett, those are three multiple votes.
So you're looking at Mr. Bennett's, Mr. Bouvet, and Mr. Lyons. That's your motion too?
Yes.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there support? We have a motion on the floor. And we have a support.
I'll support that.
Okay, we have a motion support. Open for discussion.
Roll call.
Any discussion? If not, with the roll call.
Mr. Jacobson?
Yes.
Mr. Bonovitz?
Yes.
Mr. Pizzetti?
No.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Marine?
Yes.
Mr. Oliver?
Yes.
Mr. Cirilla?
Yes.
Mr. Kangas?
No.
Mr. Garibay?
No.
Six in favor, three against. Motion carries.
So according to the motion, the individuals that were appointed to the road commission would be Mr. Bennett, Mr. Bouvet, and Mr. Lyons. Is that correct? Congratulations, gentlemen.
Just a question, point of order. All three of these are going to be coming up if we get them all 6 years. Did anyone want to think about staggering those terms or just leaving them at six and then 6 years from now they go again?
Yeah, all three.
That's a good question. Just a thought that we did it this time. I guess they could have that.
Because we did something like that with the federal budget, so we don't have a...
When we had to notify those people that, and then they could apply to those different spots.
So I guess the next time when their term is up, it's going to be all three positions coming back to this board. Mm-hmm. Other matters.
I have a question.
Yes.
Here I saw some mention in the paper about a meeting at Gugivik on the 8th regarding that expansion. Is that on?
It's on at 9 o'clock.
9 in the morning?
Yeah.
Tim Miller will be there from some other day.
So, I said, go get that medical care since the at 9. I'm going to give you another ride first.
Chairman, who's authorized to attend that meeting? I mean, the committee appointments haven't been made.
Those appointments will be made tomorrow, Friday tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you asking that the Health and Welfare Committee be the one that would attend or what?
Well, I asked that at the last meeting. It's the Health and Welfare.
Health and Welfare.
Chair.
Mayor
the Vice Chair. Mm-hmm. Part of the Finance Committee. Okay. Also, I'd like to be there because I've been talking to you.
Yes. Anybody I wishes to attend?
Senator is Atlantic Committee.
Okay.
I think you're going to have an organization.
Any other matters?
I have the MAP conference information that needs to go in by January 19th. So if we can arrange transportation, how many commissioners will be interested in attending? Or if you want to think about it for a day or two, let me know so I can make the proper arrangement.
Well,
that's
going through that.
Yep, you have
a
conference.
We try, you know. I think it's a very hard one to...